And now, something festive performed by the Heinz Seriously Good Mayo Ensemble. Smooth. Flip the lid off some Heinz Seriously Good Mayo and have a very Heinzy Christmas.
Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
It is Thursday, and I am already ready for the weekend, but, you know, it is... I think it's that December feeling when you're just kind of going through the motions of working just to get through the month. Kind of like...
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
It's well, December's always a struggle because that's typically when... You know, we are kind of already in a holiday mindset.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, most people are. It's really hard to concentrate and really be productive.
Yeah.
When it's December.
Yeah. And you're just kind of like, okay, I'm just going to... I mean, listen, I'm not on the radio now saying, hey, we're going to suck the rest of the month. But I'm just saying, our concentration...
We're putting, like, really even less effort in.
Yeah, I mean...
15% at best.
Our concentration is minimal at best right now. Just, you know... I mean, we'll still
just
give
being
you...
honest.
We'll still give you quality shows, I say in... parentheses or question...
The quality
yes.
you expect.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's what you expect.
Yes.
So
we'll meet your expectations.
Yes, that's right. Like
we may not exceed them
because
it's December.
Well, and I will piggyback on what you said there by saying we've got several stories here this morning, setting the bar stories, music video fails, and then it's raining dog turds. So that is that is one that we can look forward to a little bit later on this morning. And then free therapy is interesting because she outright says, hey, I think I'm being shallow here, but I want your advice anyways.
Which is precious because if you start with not trying to be shallow or anything like that, then you're being shallow. I mean, and I feel like this may be an easy one.
Yeah, but yeah, at least she's owning up to it. And she realizes that, hey, you know what? I get it. I get how it sounds, but still, yeah.
Well, okay. And sometimes you just need a little validation or you need to hear it from someone else to confirm your thoughts.
Sure. So we've got that and Throwback Thursday here this morning. So which it's funny because we will always get texts either on Wednesday or Friday saying either, oh, dang, I thought today was Throwback Thursday or, oh, dang, I thought today was Thursday and I missed Throwback Thursday. Yeah. So
yes, the silver lining about Wednesday is you didn't miss it.
Yeah.
Friday, I'm very sorry.
The silver lining about Friday is you get to look forward to it for another week.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So that's coming up here later this morning as well. Plus your feel good stories, which we'll dive into coming up here in just a couple minutes. All right. Feel good stories every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So this is kind of a cool idea. There's a staff writer at the New Yorker named Rachel. She decided that, you know what? I want to try to combat the disconnect and the loneliness that many are feeling as a way to resurrect the time-honored tradition of pen pals.
Oh.
Yeah, so it kind of all started when she bought this old-school electric typewriter and she found herself kind of writing it, using it to write letter upon letter to friends and loved ones. So she thought, you know what? Maybe I'm not the only one that wants to do this. So she started this Pen Pal Lusa.
Oh, okay.
Initiative. She set up using a Secret Santa software, courtesy of Elfster, which I didn't know existed, which is kind of fun.
All right.
So it's already got like 7,000 participants. The list is growing. Everyone who signs up gets a Pen Pal. Once you've written and posted a letter, then the program allows you to check it off as sent, so the recipient knows to be on the lookout for incoming mail. So she thinks it's that hope of knowing something's coming in the mail, that excitement that has kind of generated the interest in this.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's kind of a fun idea. We'll tweet it out. If you want to get involved, maybe get a pen pal at Ben and Kelly Show.
That is crazy. All right. Yeah, it's
been. When was the last time, like, you wrote a letter to somebody? Like, old school snail mail, like, written a letter.
I mean, not a letter, but I've written, like, thank you cards and things like that. But
which, that's also a dying art. I'm glad that there are people still doing that.
Right, right. But yeah, writing a letter, that's...
that's old school.
I mean, that is old.
Yes.
Dearest 911, I think that someone is breaking into my house.
That's not who we write a letter to. That's not a snail mail situation. I hope everything is okay.
Yeah, all right. Feel good.
Let me know. Love Ben.
Love Ben. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get that on Twitter. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. To Florida we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without making such a banging hot fire music video that people call the police on you, you're doing okay.
I think you mean literally, right?
Yeah, well, okay. So police in South Florida, they thought that they were approaching an armed break-in at a men's clothing store on Tuesday morning. This music video that was being shot depicted, armed people... like holding up a clothing store.
When you are depicting a crime and you haven't let everyone in the area know, hey, this is a set, it's pretend, don't call the cops.
Yeah.
Someone's going to call the cops.
Well, that's exactly what happened. The guns, by the way, were not real, that the actors were holding.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Witnesses saw everything going down, not knowing it was an actual music video, called the police. And no one was actually charged because they actually had permission to be in the store and did not display the fake guns in a threatening manner. I guess they were just kind of like holding them maybe as props.
Okay.
But I like now I have to see this music video that they were producing.
I do, too. Like, I need to see the finished product. Is it anyone we know? Is it an up and coming artist?
Or who knows? Maybe it was a music video for like the actual men's clothing store. Like
this is their new commercial?
Like Johnson's Big and Tall. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Don't do that again. Yeah.
We're bringing hot, fresh
Johnson's
fire.
Johnson's Big and Tall. It's so good. You want to steal it.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyways,
setting the bar to Florida we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without making such a banging hot fire music video that people literally think you're doing something bad and call the police on you, you're doing okay. Or maybe this isn't a setting the bar. Maybe this is you're doing everything right.
Talking about it.
That's right.
It is giving it publicity. They didn't get in trouble.
No, they didn't. Everything's fine.
No, it's fine.
All right, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Post Malone there, 99.7 DJX. Maybe this could even be a feel-good for Post Malone. He sent pairs of his new Crocs shoes to the more than 2,000 students and teachers at his alma mater, at his Grapevine High School, the high school he went to.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. About 2,000 pairs, like you said, and then they sold out. So those kids, I think, got lucky.
Yeah, the principal of the school actually made an announcement and then even sung a little bit of Post Malone's congratulations.
One of our own, Grapevine High School graduate, Post Malone, has noticed your work and decided to give you guys a little bit of something to send you into the holiday season on the right foot. And speaking of right foot, on my right foot, I have the Post Malone edition Crocs that has been provided by Post Malone himself.
I mean, at this point, you're a student going, oh, what way to go, just kind of flexing on us there, principal, just saying, oh, hey, by the way, on my right foot, I've got Post Malone's new Crocs. And all the students are barely paying attention, rolling their eyes for the ones that are and going, okay, thanks. Thanks, principal.
And guess what, Mustang Nation? You guys are going to have your own pair as well.
Oh!
Congratulations.
There it is. There it is. So then he rolls
that's
in with...
so fun.
By the way, you all get some. So that's pretty cool there. You know, and I think back and I'm like, man, I wish like someone famous had graduated from my high school. I mean, back in the day, you know, like I don't think anybody really famous graduated from our high school that would have like turned around and done something like that.
I have one. we had former NBA player Sean Kemp graduated from my high school.
That's right.
That's as famous as it got.
That's right. Yeah. Did he
I
like
was in eighth grade?
Did he turn around and give like basketball shoes to all the students in the high school?
No, but he came back and he did clinics all the time. He did basketball clinics at the school.
All right.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
I don't think back then, I don't think he had his own shoe or anything like that.
I want to say that he was with Reebok.
Was he?
I feel like Sean Kemp had Reeboks. Anyways, whatever. I think it's pretty cool.
That's what I'm hanging my hat on.
Right, right. Sean
like
Kemp,
him
everybody.
And me.
Yeah.
They're the most famous people to come from my high school.
Oh, wow. Jeez. What a tear. What a tear. All right.
They're proud. I'm waiting for my sign.
Oh, well, there you go. You know,
alma mater of Kilike.
I mean,
it's not there yet.
You know, maybe you can get a little plaque on a bench outside the school that said, you know, high school to Kilike.
Maybe this is Kelly Kay's bench.
Yeah.
Maybe they can give me a bench.
Here's the thing. I bet they can make that happen if, as an alumnus, you make a nice, healthy donation.
Ah, that's, yeah, probably.
Right. That's kind of how it works, I feel like.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, all right. I don't know. So anyways, pretty cool from Post there. You can see more about it up at WDZX.com. And we got, I mean, if that weren't enough, feel good. Kelly's got another one coming up for you here in just a few minutes. And then it's free therapy on the way as well. Talking about famous people graduating from your high school, 99.7 DJX. And Kelly has Sean Kemp, former NBA star Sean Kemp, as her claim to fame from her high school. No one real famous, I don't think, graduated from my high school in Columbus, Ohio. I know that we had an intern whose parents graduated with Diane Sawyer way back in the day. And,
oh, well, that's fun.
Yeah. And then we've had interns, I know, that have, like, went to high school with Nicole Scherzinger at White Pass.
Sure.
And then, you know, Jack Harlow at Atherton.
Of course, Jennifer
Lawrence. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, absolutely. So, yeah, Louisville kind of has a good crop of kind of famous people rolling out of there. Hunter texted us and said, my cousin went to school with George Clooney. She was a freshman when he was a senior.
That's way cooler.
Yeah, George Clooney. My gosh. Yeah. I like, sometimes I forget, like, George Clooney and Tom Cruise and those guys are Kentucky born and raised, you know?
Exactly. Now, we had Tom's cousin, William Maypother, in the studio long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, obviously, from went to St. X there, but... I don't know if you've got any cool, like, you know, hey, I graduated with so-and-so, or I graduated with this person, but way cooler than my story, where literally no one. I don't have
Hey, no, you're the most famous.
I'm not even
graduate from your high school.
I'm not even counting.
You may not know you're famous.
Right, sure. No, I'm not even counting. not even counting me. Yeah. That is stupid.
Listen, you take a picture of the plaques on the wall and you say, listen, we did some stuff here.
Yeah, look. I was on a morning show that won awards, guys.
Now, look at that. It's an actual award. It's a plaque.
Yeah.
Hanging on the wall.
My name's on it. It's great. So anyways. All right.
Well, it's not my real name, but whatever.
They're like, we don't even know Ben Davis. Like, okay, well, yeah, that's right.
All right.
All right. So coming up next, feel good story. And then we'll dive into the free therapy where literally she says, I think I'm probably being shallow here.
And I kind of want to stop her right there and say you are. Next, but we'll let her finish.
Yeah, let her finish.
Let her finish.
All right, that's all on the way. We're just talking about famous people you've graduated high school with. I got a text from a listener. When my cousin lived in Switzerland, he went to private school with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator.
OMG.
Obviously not in charge at that time, but that is, wow, that is out there.
Dang.
Another.
What he was like in school.
Right. We know he doesn't poop, right?
Yes, we do know that.
Yeah. Okay. So he obviously never went to bathroom.
Magical.
So then another text that said, my Girl Scout troop used to sell cookies to George Clooney. That's pretty cool. Wow. And then we got another text from Steph that was like, Ben and Kelly are radio names? Wow. Didn't know that. Well, no, Ben is my first name. Kelly is Kelly's first name. Kelly's
Kelly, and I was Kelly K, legit.
Yeah.
For and, many years, all the way through school. In first grade, there were five Kellys in my first grade class, so I became Kelly K then because my last name was very long.
Right, right.
So I just used first initial.
Right. And then, you know, way back in the, and Ben is my first name. My last name is different, but like way back in the day, I had a boss that was like, wow, that name, I mean, you need to change your name. And so, you know, I was just getting into radio. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to do that.
A stage name.
And then once you like become that professionally, then you just kind of live with it. So
you got to stick with it. Yeah.
So anyways,
but I'll tell you what, I think radio people like traditionally have very weird long last names. Like I've worked, like your last name's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My last name, my maiden last name was very interesting.
Yeah.
And most people we worked with had interesting last names.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least we didn't go with like radio names like Romeo and Skippy.
Wait, can we start? I want to change the name now. It's the Romeo and Skippy Show. That sounds fun. I'm going to be Skippy.
Beavis and
Butthead.
Yeah, you're right. That's already thinking. All right, let's shift gears. Let's get to a feel good here. All right, every hour we do this feel good stories. Kelly K.
This is like almost from the script of Father of the Bride 2. Do you remember that old movie, Steve Martin?
Yeah, Steve Martin was in it. Yeah, sure.
So that was the one where his daughter and his wife were pregnant at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, so this is very similar. There is a slight difference. This is out of Michigan. A mom and her daughter gave birth nearly 2 months apart. Here's the twist. 54-year-old Lisa was her daughter Kelsey's surrogate, giving birth to her own granddaughter on October 1st.
Jeez, okay.
So Kelsey was told by doctors she was unlikely to get pregnant. They tried IVF treatments. Nothing had worked until she got her miracle baby. By December last year, Lisa was preparing her body to be pregnant again for the first time in 3 decades.
Oh, jeez.
So as a person who has been pregnant before, I get like how that would be taxing.
Sure.
You know, when you're 30 years kind of like past that traditional childbearing age. But at 54, you know, she's not yet like a weird science experiment.
Close.
They do call you advanced maternal age in your 30s, but still,
it's
a lot.
Yeah.
But then in March, Kelsey got the shock of a lifetime when she found out she was expecting. So Lisa gave birth October 1st to Everly, who was born several weeks early, spent 5 days in the NICU before she came home on Kelsey's birthday. Then Kelsey gave birth to Ava on November 23rd.
Look at that.
So sisters who are very close in age, but not twins. There you go.
That is
a fun story.
That is pretty cool.
I will tweet it out at Benny Kelly Show.
Bring back memories, bring back your
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're talking about famous people that graduated from your high school that maybe you went to high school with. This is all because Post Malone hooked up his alma mater with a bunch of Crocs. And we were like, man, wouldn't that be cool if someone famous graduated from our high school and then hooked us up with something? I mean, like,
that would be fun.
I know. Wouldn't it be fun?
That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah. We got a tweet from David who said, my wife went to school with Jennifer Carpenter at Sacred Heart Academy. Fill me in. Who's Jennifer Carpenter?
Was she in Dexter?
Oh.
That sounds like a name familiar.
Jennifer. Are we Googling this at the same time?
She's a French actress.
Oh, oui, oui.
Yes,
Dexter.
Was in the 2006 American film Flyboys. Is that the right one?
All right. But yeah, Dexter, that's where I know her from. All right.
I think I looked up the wrong, sorry.
Yeah.
Wrong person.
No, Jennifer Carpenter. Yeah, gosh. Jeez. Like, this is the first time we've ever used Google.
Oh, I've seen her before.
And she literally just had a birthday. Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Happy birthday to Jennifer.
From the Wobble, get out.
All right.
Why have we not been celebrating her before now?
I don't know, but this is all great and enlightening. So
what a little journey we just
I know. We've been taking this weird tangent here the past 20 minutes. All right, coming up next, when you... I think you may be shallow, but you're not sure.
I'm typically not a shallow person, and I'm not trying to act show here.
But you
come to the shallow police.
Still want some answers to your questions about relationships, then you can always send us a message on Facebook and we'll call you and we'll work it out for you. It's called Free Therapy. Every week, right about this time, we open up our show and maybe you have questions about relationship that you're in. And, you know, relationships are tough. You know, they're tough to make work. They're tough. There's so many different ins and outs and nuances to every single relationship. And so everybody's got a different experience. And so sometimes you just need an unbiased opinion about what's going on with yours.
You come to the BK Combo.
That's right. Send us a message. Ben and Kelly Show. We'll call you.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up.
No.
This is Free Therapy.
All right. Good morning.
Hey.
First of all, thank you for allowing us to contact you. We'll keep you anonymous. But will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Hey, so I'm typically not a shallow person, and I'm not trying to act shallow here.
Oh, okay.
But I recently met this guy online. We exchanged several texts. I love his personality and wit.
Okay.
And we both decided to go out, wearing the mask, of course.
Sure.
We went for a walk, and we stopped at this little restaurant for something to eat.
Okay.
And so I have a job as a dental hygienist, and this is what really got me.
Okay.
This is the point where we were eating, and this is when we took our mask off for the first time in front of each other. And I saw it. This is where I'm trying not to be shallow, but his teeth were all messed up.
Oh.
I'm a big teeth person, and that completely ruined the date for me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, like, we ate, and I still engaged him in conversation, you know, just trying to be nice.
Right.
And then after dinner, I thanked him and left. And I'm really torn. I'm trying not to be shallow here, because I really like his personality, but I don't think I can handle his teeth. Much less kissing them. Like, am I overreacting?
Okay. All right. I was just going to ask you if there was any sort of like, if he went in for a kiss at the end of the date or anything like that. Obviously not.
I mean, I just can't imagine myself even trying. I feel like he kind of tried to pull it, and I went in for the classic hug.
Oh, okay. So a hug like, hey, thanks.
Yeah, I kind of dodged the bullet.
Okay. All right. Well, you said it a couple times. You're not trying to be shallow. And did I hear you right? You said that you work as a dental hygienist?
Yeah, so teeth are a really big thing for me. I'm a big teeth person.
Okay. All right.
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. I get that. That would be tough. Like, maybe, what if he got them fixed?
I mean, I would definitely be open to setting it up for a consultation, but how...
What if he knows you work as a hygienist, because obviously that comes up in conversation, right? And so he's using you and like, hey, maybe I can, this is my in. This is, so I don't know. We got a bunch of people texting in right now, 502-571-9970. So if you want to hang out just a bit, then maybe we can help steer you into the path of non-shallowness or of how to
help you navigate it.
Yeah, help you navigate this. All right.
Okay.
Kate texts in and says, I don't think she's being shallow. You have to be attracted to someone to date them. And I'm a teeth person too, and I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. But again, is it a thing where we stick it out and see if he gets it fixed? Like, do you think he's aware?
Katie texts in and says, as another teeth person, dump him and move on. Gosh.
Dang. Well, I did not expect people to be that savage.
All right. So, I mean, text or call 502-571-9970. We'll get that posted on Facebook so you can comment there as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. But maybe these responses are a little bit different than we anticipated.
Hunter has a very good point. Were they just crooked or like nasty? Crooked is fixable. Nasty is a hygiene problem. I agree. I'm a teeth person too.
Okay.
That's
all right.
A good point.
Yep. 502-571-9970.
A lot of people are pointing out, and we didn't necessarily ask, like, in what way are his teeth messed up? Are they just crooked or are they like rotting?
Yeah. Does he have meth mouth or, you know, are they falling out because of neglect? And
yeah, Lisa said the actual concern is, why are the teeth bad? I dated the guy whose teeth were nasty and rotting. He's a functioning alcoholic, which was more of the problem.
Yeah, for sure. Steph rolls in and says, I'm a teeth person and must have clean fingernails too. COVID has affected so much. If we didn't have to wear masks all the time, she would have known from the beginning that his teeth were bad and wouldn't have even pursued him. I mean, that's a good point. So, and then there are a lot of people that are like, yo, you only went on one date. There's no harm in that. Just cut and run. Like you haven't invested months and months and years or whatever of your life. So there's nothing being shallow in being particular, which I think is interesting.
We did get a text from someone that said, you know what, it was first, just like that. At once, one time I dumped a guy because of his laugh. His laugh was horrible. It sounded like a teenage girl.
How would that sound?
Probably like that. Probably like that. But you know what? Here's the thing. It comes down to, like, everyone is going to have their little flaws. Okay? You just
I'm trying to. Yeah, but
you gotta figure out which ones you can live with.
I mean, and I get it. Like, if you have teeth, you're self-conscious about that, because that is.
Well, and your dad's a dentist, so that's like, I mean, you get that perspective, right?
Yeah. Well, 100%. Yeah, and I think a lot of us have to be attracted first to the outside before you can be attracted to the inside. But it sounded like she kind of got to know him a little bit more via electronic and online. So she got to know.
Yeah, they were texting a lot before they actually went out in person.
Right. So she got to know a little bit more of his insides before. God, that sounds weird. That before she got to be attracted to his outsides.
His personality.
Oh, God, this is so weird.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So.
But I don't know. What do we say? Do we say, does she offer a consultation on fixing the mouth?
Oh my gosh.
She's got, you know, she works as a dental hygienist.
But then
she's got an in.
Is that dipping the pen in the company ink? Is that like mixing business and pleasure? Because then,
well, if it gets his teeth fixed and they end up getting married, then I think it's worth it.
Okay, but you are putting the cart way before the horse.
Well, like, I'm just looking ahead at the possibilities.
They've been on one date.
Possibilities. If this is really the only thing that's standing in the way,
this is literally how women think versus how guys think. Women think, what? Okay, marriage, and guys are thinking,
well,
okay.
No.
Maybe
we
I can
see
just
a problem. We look to fix it. This is a problem-solving situation.
I don't know. I don't know. So if she's still listening, at least take comfort in this. I think the majority of our audience is saying you're not being shallow. You're.
This is an issue.
It is an issue. Now, if he gets it fixed, or why is it an issue? I mean, is it just because his teeth grew in crooked and he hasn't had braces? Or is it because of drug abuse or alcohol abuse that
there
he has?
Could be signs of something else.
Right, right, exactly.
Yes. So. And does he know? Is he aware?
I mean, of course he's aware.
Well,
I mean,
there may be some that just doesn't matter to him. Hey. I don't know. We need to know if it matters to him, too.
You sure are sexy.
Stop. Stop right now. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
Hey, Callie.
No, stop it.
It looks like it's going to be sunny skies today.
Listen, he's not 85. What's the matter with you?
All right, if you want to continue commenting again, Facebook at Ben and Kelly. Want to hear something fun, Kelly?
I do.
All right.
Now, the best looking house in town, Russ.
Always wanted to do this.
The hallelujah chorus is always nice, right?
Okay.
You're like, what? What's the catch, right?
I'm waiting.
It's a bunch of toilets singing. Porta potties, to be more exact.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. How are toilets singing?
Okay, so.
Bethany, those are Christmas lights.
So this is outside of Chicago in northern Indiana. The Indiana Sanitation Company celebrated the end of 2020 by having a choir of porta potties sing the Hallelujah chorus.
That's so great.
And it's a little bit of a light show too. So it's looks like
so appropriate.
Yeah, it's about two dozen porta potties lined up with like a light show, and it looks like the lights are moving as mouths, and it looks like they're singing the Hallelujah chorus as porta potties.
That is really legit. Like, they, I don't know how they did that, but it's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
It's pretty fantastic.
I'm on board.
It's a porta potty Christmas.
Curtis, yeah, you know what? That perfectly sums up 2020. Doesn't it?
Sure.
They just need to roll in the dumpster fire at the end.
I know. Yeah, we've tweeted it.
Grand finale.
If you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show. Get to a tweet from Jennifer real quick. I'm so pumped that it's Thursday because that means it's Throwback Thursday. Will it be an epic train ride or a dumpster fire? Well, Jennifer.
That is up to you.
That's right. And we can never be too sure what it's going to be at the start. It's going to be something.
We release ourselves from being blamed if it sucks.
Regardless, it'll be entertaining. So that's coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to your feel good. Every single hour throughout the morning, we give you feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
So this is really kind of cool. A morning news anchor named Tanya. She's going viral in Chicago after she wore glasses on the air all last week to boost the confidence of her 10-year-old daughter.
I just want to say thanks to the many of you who've reached out this week to say that you've liked seeing me in glasses, and some of you have also asked why I'm wearing them. Here's the story. I learned last week that one of my daughters was not wearing hers because she was afraid of what people in her class would say or think about her. So in a gesture of solidarity, I've been wearing mine all week to make this point. Whatever people say or think about you is none of your business. Just be yourself, authentically and unapologetically. The rest will work itself out.
Wow.
Oh, that's a great message. And a lot of her coworkers, her co-anchors, wore glasses too on Friday to kind of help make the point.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Aw, that's pretty cool.
I know.
I like that.
And listen, this speaks to me because I was in sixth grade. I had braces and glasses. So, like, I know, like, that struggle.
Right.
And they were like red glasses. Like, they were not cute glasses back in that day. They did not have cute glasses.
They weren't fashion
they were really
frames.
Bad. No, they were bad. I had a brace face and I had glasses all at the same time. And I had headgear. Oh, God. It was bad.
But you blossom. You're fine.
I'm having a moment. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, that's cool. Feel good. We do these every single hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
As we previously mentioned, it is that time when it's just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back to back. It's Throwback Thursday.
It's going to be a train wreck.
It will be something. We will say that.
It's a fun train wreck, though.
But get your votes in, get your requests in at Ben and Kelly Show, or text it to us, 502-571-9970.
Throwing it back.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, just a bunch of songs played back to back to back to back that you haven't heard in a while. Your texts, your requests make up our playlist. 502-571-9970. You're at Ben and Kelly Show. Pussycat Dolls kicks us off. Yes.
Nicole Scherzinger.
I know you like me. I know you do, don't you? Don't you?
Now, after experiencing S Creek, the show, Alexis, who admitted that she was briefly in the Pussycat Dolls, but she got kicked out because she was too hot. They're 99.7 DJX. That's what I think about. All right, get to a text real quick from Aaron, who says, this is an arcing storyline, by the way, from last week. Checking in on Aaron's diaphragm. And it's I guess, not the diaphragm down there, but the diaphragm in your chest.
I literally was thinking the opposite.
Yeah, because she said, on my way to the doctor this morning, the baby's dropped and should be here soon.
Yay!
So push it!
Push it!
Or wait, maybe not push it. Wait, hold that thought.
When do we do that?
Wait till you get to the doctor, then I'll push it. Then I'll push it.
Push it.
Diaphragm didn't work. We do know that, though.
Okay.
All right. We're moving on from that storyline. DJ Us. Push it real good. All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Get you a text message, by the way, from Zoe, who says, I'm going to see my college roommates this weekend. Work It by Missy Elliott was our song.
I'll get my girls.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener, please, 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 play, play, play anything by NSYNC. Well,
That's a valid request.
But I feel like 'tis the season to drop a little of this on you for NSYNC. Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX. All right, so Kathy texts in and says, need some Run DMC if it's possible. Now, typically, Run DMC, an old school rap group that we typically would shy away from. But I will say, in the spirit of the holidays, there is one song that Run DMC did that fits with our overall genre here, okay?
This gets played every year.
I love it. It's called Christmas in Hollis. It's by Run DMC. You don't know them from anything. They used to wear Adidas, but it's a great song. Give you a little bit of it. Throwback Thursday. Here we go.
December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark. When I see the man chilling with his dog at the park. I approach him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog. Oh, my God. A ill reindeer. My man, I was ill and killed a man at a beer. And a bag full of dogs. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes.
I marinated on this a little long. I just like hearing it.
You did.
I know.
You lingered.
Sorry, I lingered. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. You got a request? Text message?
This past weekend, I wore apple-bottom jeans and Uggs, and my husband sang apple-bottom jeans to me. Since then, my 7-year-old twins have been singing it, and they're asking to hear it. So if you could play that and dedicate it to Adrian and Ethan, that would be great.
Oh, my gosh.
Set examples.
Yep, apple-bottom jeans, boots with the fur, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, man, those twins are not ever going to stop singing that song now.
Never. Never. You're in the middle of Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Text from a listener. Love Game, Lady Gaga, Pretty Please. You know, I just saw her again on American Horror Story. Like, is she acting again on that show, or is that just an old...
I think that's an old one.
An old one. All right. Well,
I don't think that's new.
We'll throw it in here. Obviously about dancing in a club. Love Game. Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Obviously.
I wanna kiss you.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from Veronica, hot and cold because my car has no heat. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
That stinks.
Oh, you got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
ASAP.
I know. Throwback Thursday. Get that heat fixed. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Oh, wow. Guitars. Guitars. Drums.
Raw.
TV too.
All the small things, true care, truth brings.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh gosh. Hopefully you've got your seatbelt on for this ride that you're taking on TBT.
We're about to race.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text messages, 502-571-9970. Got a message for Grills for our TBT, or our free therapy, where he took off his mask to kind
of... And he had a little bit of a situation. He had a situation.
Yeah, he had a situation in his mouth. So she was all like, hey, am I being too shallow by not wanting to kind of do anything more with him?
And maybe we just fix his grill.
Maybe. So in honor of that, Throwback Thursday. Make a grill. Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. Kimberly rolls in. Hey, how about throwback to Magic Mike, a little Genuine Pony? All right.
Oh, when the ladies were like, hey, yo.
And then says that should heat up the girl with no heat in her car. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Veronica, she needs you.
All right. Hey, you know what? We're just doing our part, right?
That's right. We're trying to help.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P.D.
Hey, what up, girl?
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. We try to keep it to like a 6 years ago in the throwback lane. So, yeah, you know, if 21 Pilots probably too new for us, get your request, but we try to stick it to like 6 years to like 20 years ago. I know that's
like, so like G6, here we go.
Yeah, like a G6, we got you.
Like a G6,
sure. Throwback Thursday.
Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard, right?
Getting slizzard. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Michelle rolls in. Hey, you were playing Blink-182. Got to play Good Charlotte for me. Oh, well, I guess we
could
do that.
Okay.
Yeah. A little more of that, kind of that.
A little tit for tat.
Yeah, pop punk action rolling here on Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back. Justin rolls in. Hey, have we talked about where artificial vanilla flavoring comes from? Isn't that,
I don't think we have.
Well, no. Isn't that like beavers' rectums? Isn't that what that is? Haven't we?
I'm sorry, what?
Haven't we? We have, right?
Did we?
We have, right? Isn't it beavers' rectums?
Beavers' rectums give us vanilla?
Google that real quick. Oh, here, we'll play this. We'll come back with an answer. Hang on.
Make some good girls go bad.
Good girls go. 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday.
Well, the Googles, they responded. Beaver butts emit goo used for vanilla flavoring from NationalGeographic.com.
Yeah, see? I feel like we have gone down that wormhole before.
I blocked it out.
Of beaver secretions being Actually, I feel like beaver secretions are flavoring for a lot of things, not just like vanilla.
But I want to go back in time, though, to where I didn't know that.
No, but that's one of the reasons why you get pure vanilla from the grocery store. You don't get the imitation vanilla. You get pure vanilla.
Okay. All right. Good. So should they put on the label, like, no beaver butt secretions?
Well, no, pure vanilla always costs more than imitation vanilla, but I feel like it should be the other way around, right? To, like...
It should be.
Extract that from the beaver, I feel like that takes some manpower, right?
You should pay more for that.
You should. I want the finest beaver secretions in this vanilla flavoring. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't need beaver butt juice. No!
all right. So, yeah, there you go. Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday here from about 8:30 to about 9. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. All mixed live. All requested live in real time by you.
Listen, Russ said, don't ask about rats and Jell-O. What? Officer Russ, what?
All right.
I'm not Googling it. I'm not. I won't. I refuse.
Sure.
What? Rats and Jell-O.
Did you literally just said I'm not Googling it, and then you turn around and Google it in the next sentence?
The first one that came up is, do rats like Jell-O shots? I don't think that's the same thing.
Ah, well, that could be too. Who doesn't like a good Jell-O shot? All right, there you go. Throwback Thursday. All right, feel good stories. Kelly K.
So this is really kind of, well, I can relate to this because I have gone digging through the trash for many things, mostly for my kids and
okay.
their school assignments who were prematurely tossed out. But this is actually for a guy's cash-filled wallet.
Ah!
Yeah, so this guy lives in northern Indiana. His wallet was accidentally thrown out. He got it back last week after a crew waded through tons of trash and found it. Wet and smelly.
What?
Near the bottom, of course.
What?
Yeah,
that is wild.
Robert Goldie. He lives in Logansport. It ended up in the trash last Thursday. He asked a friend to throw out a pair of green camouflage pants that were covered in white paint. Well, he realized his wallet was in those pants. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Oh, I know. So they had to call a city code enforcement officer, kind of told him what was happening. They said originally, there's probably no way that we're going to be able to find it. Nonetheless, he worked with a crew from the trash hauling services there to search for the pants after determining which driver had collected his trash. Like, they had to track down, first of all, okay, whose route was that? Where is that dumped? They made their way through 9 tons of garbage.
How much money do you think he had in his wallet? Does it say?
I don't think they said, like, how much total, but it said, I took out a $100 bill to give the guy who actually found the wallet. So,
okay.
At least $100.
Yeah. Okay. That's
a lot.
I feel like that's a bit much. But what have you dug through the trash for? Like what's the craziest thing? Does anything come to mind?
I will say I have been known to dig for a receipt for something I needed to return that was fairly pricey. Want to keep?
Yeah.
Or a coupon because I really
a coupon.
Now listen, I don't dig through 9 tons of trash. I wouldn't call like the trash services. I wouldn't go down to the landfill for that. But if it's in my can right there, and it's right, it's maybe one bag deep, I'll go dumpster diving.
I do recall going into the trash, the dumpster outside of our work here at the radio station for some reason.
Why?
And I cannot. I think it was because I think I had thrown out a box that contained like a prize that we were giving away. And,
oh yeah, no, you'd have to do that. Yeah,
and you can't
let that be thrown away.
And I actually found the bag that had my trash in it and the box with the prize in it. So I actually found it, but I had to go into.
What you're saying is someone got a trash prize.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, it was protected. It was in a bag in a box. So, I mean, it was like doubly protected.
All right, it's fine then.
Okay, fine. All right, that's...
spray some Lysol in the box.
Yeah, makes you feel good. Do those every single hour throughout the morning here. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I think it was funny. We were just talking about dumpster diving and trash picking because this guy lost his wallet and literally went through the sanitation department, found his wallet... In
like 9 tons of trash.
Yeah. Roxanne texts in and says, dumpster diving was a Sunday morning for my brother and I growing up. Dad would take us to certain factories and warehouses to grab some really good stuff. And I remember my favorite find was a Coca-Cola t-shirt.
OMG.
That
was kind of like their yard sailing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like my daughters love thrifting. They love going to thrift stores and they love like sifting through like at Goodwill and different thrift stores and stuff like that.
I guess same thing, but a little less messy.
I was going to say a little
logistically easier,
a little different, a little cleaner. Maybe. But anyways, I love it. All right. All right. Let's get to a setting the bar story coming up here next. It's small examples of what not to do. Maybe when you live in a high rise downtown, maybe we'll say that. Okay.
All right. So again, a niche crowd for this.
You know what? Actually, no. I'm going to say for anyone living on a second floor or above in an apartment building.
All right, that's a broader.
That, a little, yeah, yeah. Maybe it brings it back home a little bit more. Okay, so anyways, setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Setting the bar, small examples, what not to do. to the great state of Ohio we go for this story. But if you can manage to make it through the day without sweeping your dog's waste off of your balcony when you live in a high rise, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, no, no. It's raining poo.
It's raining poo. Raining poo from 19 News.
Someone living in the high-rise apartment building had been sweeping dog poop off their balcony.
Oh, wow. Now, listen. Yep. Listen, as a dog owner, I have two dogs. Mm-hmm. I could see the struggle of living in at least the second floor, living in a high-rise, an apartment, and having to go all the way
all the way down
to take the dog mm-hmm. out. And you're just like, you know what? It's easier if I just, like, let him go on the pee-pee pad and then...
And then, you know what? Goodbye.
Falling right onto the street and people below.
Yeah, so it was falling on people.
Well, we contacted management. They went door to door, found the person responsible. How gross.
Yeah, so they did end up finding that person and they're dealing with it. But neighbors.
I was going to say, what's happening to them? Are they getting kicked out? Is there a fine? What's happening?
So literally, the news was talking to neighbors, and one of the sound bites from one of the neighbors said, "It's raining poop." And Julius then described literally. You could see it on the sidewalk. Then one day, I seen turds. And that's when I knew somebody was sweeping feces off the balcony. Holy cow.
I seen turds.
Then one day, I seen turds. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, rain and poop.
Grammar police in me is... All right. I want to arrest that guy. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the... How many showers?
Oh, my gosh.
That falls in your hair.
If you got hit from above... I mean, we've all maybe been pooped on by a bird. Could you imagine being pooped on by a dog from 30 stories?
Dog poop off their balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
From 30 floors.
Oh, wow.
That's got some, by the time it hits you, man, that has got some gravitational velocity. Force and gravity, right?
Yeah. That's going to hurt.
Oh, man. Or be messy. So, again, setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day. You know, if you live in an apartment building, more than one floor or one story, manage to make it through the day without sweeping your dog's waste off of your balcony, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, let's commit to disposing that. If you're going to do the puppy pads or whatever, then let's dispose of it in a bag, in the trash.
All right, that's setting the bar. Right. 99.7 DJX. I seen turds! You can catch up on what you missed on the show up at the podcast at WDJX.com. Click on listen, everything from the just individual segments to the entire show, WDJX.com. Click listen. We found out about an hour ago that Taylor Swift releasing yet another album here in 2020, this time at midnight tonight, called Evermore. It is the sister to her Folklore album, which was literally released 5 months ago, back in July. So got that to look forward to, I guess, if you're a Taylor Swift fan. And what else? Ariana Grande then releasing that talking about her Sweetener World Tour. It's making its way to Netflix later this month, so December 21st. If you want to relive her Sweetener World Tour, which wrapped up last December, then you can on there on Netflix. So Taylor Swift news, Ariana Grande news. What else? Oh, iCarly news.
Oh yeah, a reboot is coming. And the original cast is going to be back. And although we don't really have a lot of other details other than it's going to be on Paramount Plus, the new Viacom CBS streaming service. And then speaking of reboots, True Blood.
Yeah.
Apparently going to be rebooted on HBO where it lived for 7 seasons. Now with that one, they're not saying the original cast is going to be a part of that one.
Oh, okay.
It may be a completely reimagining it.
I mean, I think that they can get away with that, too, just with the way that show evolved. The show basically about vampires, if you've never heard of.
Bill and Sookie forever.
Yep. Yep. Those are a couple names I haven't heard in a while.
I know. I was all in.
Yeah. And we, like, my wife and I did 2 seasons, and then we just kind of fizzled out after 2 seasons.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember how long I stayed with it.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I didn't stay through the entire 7 seasons, I will say. I did. Oh my gosh. What was what was the name of that? I did binge the past couple days on HBO Plus. We signed up for like a free, preview of HBO Plus.
You're dipping your toe in?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Murder on Middle Beach. That is a show.
We did finish The Queen's Gambit. I know you were into that.
Oh my gosh,
we
yes.
That.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
We finished Queen's Gambit.
The Queen's Gambit is so good. Yeah. And like I said, when I first talked about it, I love the fact it makes no difference where in the country this takes place, but I love that it's out of Kentucky.
She's from Lexington.
Yeah, she's from Lexington. She's from Kentucky. They talk about going to Louisville. They talk about, going up to Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky and all that stuff. And so I just think it just gives it a little bit more of that, just awesomeness. Which makes me want to sit there and try to play chess with the Queen's Gambit. But yeah.
I'm so confused. I don't know anything about chess. Even after watching an entire series about I know nothing.
But going back to Murder on Middle Beach is real. It's a real story.
It's true crime.
It's a documentary. And the guy who's created the documentary is in the family where the murder took place. So he's interviewing literally his aunt, his sister, his dad.
Holy cow.
And a lot of this, he's secretly filming them.
They don't know?
Yes!
They know this documentary was released?
Well, he was talking about doing this documentary for school project, but a lot of the footage that he got was undercover, and it is so wild. I don't want to give you any spoilers or anything. But Murder on Middle Beach is one.
I don't have HBO Max, though.
Sign up for a free one. Sign up for a free thing.
They're going to get me, though, because I'm going to forget to cancel. They're going to charge me. It's going to be that's how they always get you.
I know, but Kelly, then you can dive in on Friends, and I know you're a big fan of Friends. Friends is on there. And then the Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman show is on there as well.
I've heard that's good,
Unhinged or Untamed or something like that. Yeah.
Unhinged.
Yeah. But anyways.
For something, I don't know.
Murder on Middle Beach. It's four episodes, so it's easy to do. And
I'm gonna have 50 streaming services by the end of the time this whole thing is over.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
I can't.
Okay. Man, we hit a lot there. But yeah, Queen's Gambit. If you've never seen Queen's Gambit, holy cow, that is a great one.
It's pretty good.
All right. So anyways, if you missed anything, catch up on the podcast. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts. You can get the updates on when we post new things, segments.
Give us a nice little review. Do we get reviews? I feel like we have to say that.
We have some stars and reviews on on iTunes. So I don't ever think to look at the reviews that we get, but every now and then.
No, I've never seen one.
I'll check.
But thank you.
Yeah. We only have five reviews, so let's not get ahead of ourselves or strain our arms patting ourselves on the back.
That's about all of our listeners, right? We have six listeners. Let's get the other one.
Right. All right. That'll do it for us. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.